And for Rafi's unbelievable barbecuing skills. The shir this evening is Lezecha Nishmas. Rafi, where are you?
Ruvain Ben Itta
and Yosef Ben Emily, both grandparents of Rina and Rafi. Rabbi Simon, who is our guest this evening, is really somebody that, although some of you were studied with Rabbi Simon in his shir, some of you know Rabbi Simon, and some of you don't know Rabbi Simon and maybe never heard of him. But anybody who has who has been the beneficiary of of any halachic decisions that I've made over the last 10 years for the shul, or for you personally, in all likelihood, is a consequence of Rabbi Simon, because I always consult with Rabbi Simon on issues of halachic significance and of great import. So one way or the other, you either directly know Rabbi Simon or you've been the beneficiaries of Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon is a Rosh Hashiva at YU. He studied at YU. He's been a Rebbe at YU now for many years. When I was a Talmud in YU, Rabbi Simon was in the Kol Elyon. And even then, before he had any official positions, everyone knew that Rabbi Simon would be destined for great things, and that has certainly come to fruition. So it is, without any further ado, that it is my great pleasure to introduce Rabbi Baruch Simon. Stand is probably better.
Okay. Okay, good morning to everybody.
The brim's too big.
Rishus Murda Asra, Rabbi Tokayer, Rishus the Balabayas, Rafi and Rina, and the whole Koch Kehila here. Wow, I'm very overwhelmed how many people came. So, beautiful sukkah. Wow, beautiful. So, Rabbi Tokayer asked me to say some Divrei Torah on Sukkot and Yonei Machshava, so I'm going to try to take you for a little tour of some inyanim regarding Sukkah, and we should come out with an idea that's significant for our lives. We're all familiar with the pasuk in Parshas Emor, "Ulkachtam lachem bayom harishon pri etz hadar tapos timorim." Anaf eitz avos v'arvei nachal usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yom. So we know this is the Dalet Minim, and the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim is really what? Only on the first day of Sukkot. Right? The mitzvah, that's a one-day mitzvah. V'kachtem l'chem hayom harishon. Only one day. And but in the Beis HaMikdash, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem was Shivas Yomim. Only in the Beis HaMikdash did they have the Lulav and Esrog for 7 days. So it was but for us, it's only 1 day. But Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai made a takana, made an enactment that Zecher LeMikdash, that we shouldn't forget the Beis HaMikdash, so we take it for 7 days as well. Now, there's a famous medrash that I'm sure you're all familiar with, in the Medrash Rabbah here on page 3, which depicts the Os Yud Beis, that the four species, the Lulav, the Esrog, Hadassim, Varavos, are four different types of Jews. Some have tam, esrog has tam and reyach, has taste, right? Taste the good esrog, has smell. So those are the people, sheishbem b'nei adam, sheishbem Torah, sheishbem ma'isim tovim. So it's the tam of Torah, and it has the good actions, And then you have the lulav of Yesh bo tam ve'ein bo reach. Never tasted the lulav, but it has tam, but but it doesn't have smell. So those are the Jews that they have Torah, but they don't have ma'isim tovim. And the anafetz avos are the hadasim. They have a good smell and aim, but they don't have taste. And those are the Jews that have ma'isim tovim but don't have Torah. And the Arvei Nachal is the El Yisrael Maravazu Aim but Tam ve'aim bareach Kachem Yisrael Yishman ben Bnei Adam she'aim b'hem vol Torah below ma'isim tovim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we should still bring them all together. We should still bring them all together, different Jews on different levels and different types, and we bring them all together on Sukkot. I remember when I was growing up, I grew up in this neighborhood. I grew up, still, my parents still live on East 28th and L. I grew up in this neighborhood. I go back to when Rabbi Berzon was the Rav in the Kehila here. You know, it was the old Rabbanim. I mean, I remember as a child, he used to say that when I first came to Brooklyn, there were only two sukkahs in Brooklyn. There was the Shul Sukkah and my Sukkah. And there were only two Lulavim Vesrogim. There was the Shul's Lulav and my Lulav. Going back some time. But one thing he did say, besides this, he said that even though, you know, the Arava doesn't have Tam or Reach, but it wants to be next to the Esrog. Because when you shake the Lulav, for the people who take the righty, then for sure you take the Lulav in your right hand, the Esrog in the left hand. If you're a lefty, the board doesn't work so good, according to all opinions. I'm happy to be a lefty, so yeah. How many lefties here?
Proud
of lefties.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
High percentage.
High percentage.
Watch yourself on the way.
Italian. They're not talking about politics. Talking about left.
Okay, so this is the idea. So let's develop this idea a little bit further. And let's step back to Yom Kippur. Because we know that Sukkot is really a progression from Rosh Hashanah. Rav Putner has in a sefer, and Rav Cohen discussed this as well, that Sukkot has two hats. It's part of the Shalosh Regalim, but it's also part of the Yom Noraim. Because it's the end of the Yom Noraim season, we know Hoshana Rabbah, tomorrow we're going to revert back to the Yom Noraim. You know, the Chazan wearing the kittel and saying to someone, you know, the Nusach of the Yom Noraim. It has a Yom Noraim flavor, because the Zohar says that the at least in one place the Zohar says that the Gemar Din is really on Hoshana Rabbah, right? Question: another place in the Zohar says it's Shemini Atzeres. The Hasidish Sfarim say it's Chag Hanukkah. So, But let me show you something very fascinating about Yom Kippur that's not necessarily the thing that we always talk about when it comes to Yom Kippur. Take a look on page 5, the Gemara Yuma Mehem Heyem at Allah. So it says, V'chol Yom Makriv Pras Shachris V'chol Yom Hay Sadaka V'hayom Daka Min Hadaka. Right? We know there was the Ketores. Right? The Ketores was the incense, different spices put together. And they were ground. It was fine. It was all mixed together. In fact, the Gemara says in Krisus that we know that the Chelbana was one of them, one of the spices, even though the Chelbana didn't smell so good, but it was put together with the rest of them, and then the fragrance came from all of them. Even the Chelbana, and there the Gemara says that when you have a Tainus Tzibur, public fast, everyone has to participate. Not only the Grace of Tzaddikim, but even the Chelbana, who maybe could be compared to the Arava, that doesn't have so much Torah or some Ma'isim Tovim, but is included. So the Gemara says here that it was fine, but the Ketores on Yom Kippur was daka min hadaka, super fine. In other words, we know that the Chazal tell us what magzira lemachteshes the erev Yom HaKippurim, what kedesh tehei daka min hadaka. So what's this notion that an erev Yom Kippur you have to take the Ketores that you have and put it back in the grinder and grind it again so it should be super fine? So there's a fascinating sefer here, page 16. It didn't say the title of the sefer, even though it's not written here on the page. They only say the title, I think, on every other page. Eretz Tzvi. This was written by Rav Arye Tzvi Frommer, who was known as the Kozhik Lover, who was the great Rosh Hashiva.
Page six.
So he said this word on Motzei Yom Kippur and Hafresh Heizai a couple of years ago. And I saw it for the first time this year. And I thought it was a fascinating idea. He says, what's the idea? The Erev Yom Kippurim, take a look. Hayu machnisim ha-ketores orapam le-machteshes. Kidei she-tiyei daka min ha-daka. So what's the symbolism? He says, ketishos ha-ketores hiremez al hischabros Yisrael yachad. That it represents, what is the ketores? Like the Gemara says, the different people of Klal Yisrael coming together. Ha-fivu ha-pchusim she-Yisrael Yischabru b'leiv sholim, yesh b'zahar beitov, machmas achelach atov shebehem. It was because even the people are not on such a high migration, but everyone has some good points to them. So it's all included. Okay. Gam hachelbeno, haisab toch haktoros, shemeramezes al poshe Yisrael, komosha omru chazal. So then he gets into a technical thing in Yoredeya, which I actually set over to the Yoredeyah Shir, but that'll take me an hour to just explain that point, so we're going to leave that out for this point right now. But he says like this, third line of the second paragraph, in the middle. The more fine something is, like two liquids that mix together, that's potent. There's two mixtures, that's the Gemara says Yechbila. It's totally Mura. Solids don't mix as well, but the more fine that you grind it, the more the mixture will be. But he says like this, Alkein kochim esektor shel yom kippurim pam nosefes daka min adaka kidei lahoros bezed af mi sheyesh bo avos Yisrael kol hashana lo taspik zu etzlo yom kippur. Was the level of Avos Yisrael that you have during the year is not sufficient for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have to grind it more because the connections have to be even greater. The his Arvus has to be even greater. And with the Yom Zeh Yosef Omer to Oz Vizkacher was Achim and told Yisrael Ba'ava Aza V'yachik Miribo Kol Nidut Sinah V'Taromis the Yisra B'Hilchot Yom Kippurim Mehay Taimi Yifaisu Kol Echol Haver V'Yom Kippurim. Everyone, you know, tries to make shalom on Erev Yom Kippur. And so whatever standard of Avos Yisrael we had on Lot, the rest of the year, represented by the Ketores, is not sufficient on Yom Kippur. On Kippur it has to be Lot, Daka, and Hadaka, because that means that all the parts of the spices are Me'uruf together, even in a almost to the degree of liquid, that they're so finely grind that they're mixed together. So when I saw this idea that he writes over here, I thought that the concept of sukkah, of what, you know, the famous Medrash says, that the different aluminium are coming together on on Sukkos, that's the continuation. That's the continuation. And that's what the Gemara says. Ruin Kol Yisrael. You know, I said this over in the Lower East Side. The Lower East Side, my in-laws, they were there for the first days. So they have the communal sukkahs. No one has a private sukkah in the Lower East Side. You know, every two, three buildings, they have these nice big sukkahs, even bigger than this is a beautiful sukkah, even bigger than this. And I thought, you know, I said, you know, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Ruim Kol Yisrael Hashavas B'Sukkah Achas, that's the idea, that the Sukkah is this idea of bringing people together, and that's what the Dalminim represent. And that's the continuation of what we saw on Yom Kippur, of the Daka Min Hadaka that we have in Yom Kippur. And that reminded me of an idea that's brought down in the Meshech Chochmah explaining the Pasuk in Yeshaya. This is in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon, on page 7, Yeshaya Aleph. It talks about the Navi's complaining, and he calls the people lot, like he compares them to stone, right? The stone. Stone obviously was the antithesis of Avos Yisrael. And people, it was Gezel, there was all types of lack of Ben Odom L'Chavero. And then he says, and if you think you're bringing Karbanos, and the Karbanos are meaningful, don't bother. Lo sosifu hovi min chashav ketoros to'eva hili. Your mincha is in vain. Your ketoros is an abomination. So the Rameya Simcha, on page 8, the Meshech Chochma, with the Rav Kuperman edition here, he asked the Kasha, why does the Navi pick these two korbanos, the mincha and the ketoros, to say, and what about the other korbanos? You know, why are these the paradigm korbanos to show that if you're people that are compared to Sdom, so then your mincha is a mincha shav and your ketoros is a ketoros. So he quotes that very simple. Ketoros is simple because ketoros represents what we said before, that everyone is, you know, is together. So if they're what? They represent Sdom, so obviously, even though they're bringing a Korman, a Ketoros, but the whole Ketoros is what? Is in vain. That's what he writes in the first page here, page 8. Array, you see, he says, Inyan the Matzan, or Hazal, but Tresus, called Tainish, Abel, Bosh Israel, Ain't a Tainish, sorry, Helman, or Rechara, Manah, Kosu, in Samme, Hakatoris. Even the chelbana, but when it's together with the rest, and that's the idea. So, if they're not together, then the mincha is a mincha shav, the ketoros is ketoros to'eva, and the mincha, he explains. You can look here on page 10. He says vehine, where the arrow is. Mincha ain't a krave of the shutfim. A korban mincha, you know, is flour. It's not an animal. But it's brought, a yachid, a single person can bring a korban mincha, and a community can bring a korban mincha. Because a community is one unit. But shutfim, partners, can't bring. And what's the idea? Because a korban mincha is either brought by one person, one, or a tzibur, which is also one unit. The shutfim is not one unit, so that's the same idea. That if the people are not representing one unit, so then their mincha, they're not a real tzibur, even though there are a lot of people, but they're just a lot of yechidim and not a tzibur. So therefore, the mincha is a mincha shal. So this idea of the mincha of the ketores that we saw in the Kashuk Lover, and then it continues into Sukkos. Oh, so now I want to show you yet another level here. We know there's some people out there that have a minhag. I'm sure you've seen this. The first minhag, I'm sure you've seen. The second minhag, I doubt if you've seen or ever, or perhaps not even heard of. You've seen people, dafka, go into the sukkah to bench lulav, right? You've seen that. Right? But have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen any people you tell me.
That Dafka Schach.
Now Schach, you know, it's gone through, in my lifetime, you know, I've seen the bamboos come and go, and now I see the mats. I don't know what's next. My father tells me when he grew up in East New York, in every corner there was branches, and people would take from the corner and they would put the branches up on there, and that was what it was then. That was and bamboo really didn't exist in his day growing up. My day as a child, bamboo was in its heyday. I vote to go back to the bamboo, but we're holding by the mats. What can I tell you? But do you ever see anybody who dafka uses lulavim for the schach? Ever see that?
I know in England people used to put the lulavim in the schach from the years before. They would put it in, like on top. Like
previous years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is an opinion in the Gemara, we'll see shortly, that says
you go away from
schach
to a hotel, then you use a lulav in your sukkah.
Listen to this. That the schach has to be dafka from the dalet mina. Listen to this. That you want to have kosher schach, take lulavim, hadasim, aravos, esrogim is a little a whole question in the poskim of how you're going to do it, because esrog is makabel tuma. It's a food, so that's a whole discussion. We can give a whole shiur on how does it work with the esrogim. But look in the Gemara here on page 11, Lamed Vav on the base. Titania, basukus teishvu, sukus shall cold over. Direv marameh. Rameya says you can make a sukkah from whatever you want. I mean, it has to be obviously something that grows from the ground and it's not makabel tuma, etc. But you know, you're not particular. Rav Yehuda omer ein sukkah no heges ela bedalad minim shebelulav. He says that a sukkah has to be made from the dalad minim, and he gives you a reason why. But I didn't know in malulav. Lulav is narrow. It's not noheg at night, right? Only noheg in the day. But yet, ain't a noheg ela ba'arba minim, but still, it's limited to the four minim. Sukkah, she noheges b'leilos kibiyomim, but sukkah, that's noheges, it's noheg at night and in the daytime. Einu din shlotei ela b'dalad minim. So certainly, it should also be with the dalad minim. And then the Gemara says, the reason why we don't do it is because then if you don't have the dalad minim, then you won't have a sukkah. So we don't want, but so we don't paskin like this opinion after the dalad minim. But the Chasam Sofer, he thought that in essence, really, we should use dalad, and that was his minhag. The minhag of the Chasam Sofer was that he after used lulavim and
that's
other
an expensive.
Yeah, right. Especially today.
It's still about 100 bucks, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure in his time. Doesn't have to be a kosher lulav, right? That's true. But even a pasul lulav.
Depends where you live.
Yeah, depends where.
Now that you can buy it at Costco, then
bingo.
Only lulavim are going to be.
Right.
Can you pull it apart or not and use like the strands?
Yeah. All right.
That's why I said he's a big
and he says it because
me
you say so. What's up?
He says because the lulav is the cow. You only have a chiv in the daytime, you don't have a chiv at night, and still it's only has the chumrah that it's limited to dalad minim. So sukkah, which is more chumrah, that's noheg you have to sit in the sukkah in the day and the night, certainly should have the chumrah that it can only be noeg in the dal and minim. So the Gemara says, that's a chumrah, that's a kula, because if you don't have the dal and minim, then you putter from the sukkah. So that can't be a good kalva chomer, because a good kalva chomer, it has to be really chomer. And now you're making a kula. In other words, because this, you might think it's a chumrah to say that you have to use dafka the dal and minim for the schach, but it's really a kula also. Because why? Because if you don't have it, then you'll be putter. So that's why the Rav Meir, you know, disagrees with this kalva chomer. But in essence, it's a good kalva chomer. It's just it has this side problem that you think you're making a chumrah and you're merely making a kula. So the Chasam Sofer says, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda person. I really think that's what really you're supposed to do. And he says, take a look in the Drushas Chasam Sofer on page 13. You see where I put the two arrows, but look at the second arrow and go up one notch. Nehemiah Ches. The pasuk, it says, "Vayasu kol kal hashavim ben hashvi sukkos ki lo osu mimei Yoshua ben Nun." They didn't have sukkos from time of Yoshua ben Nun till now, in time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So he says, what does it mean? Dehem osu sukkos midal minim, and that's what the pasuk in Nehemiah says, that they used the dal and minim. Su ahar vehaviu alehadas, etc. Kal vachomer Rabbi Yehuda. They in sukkah el midal minim. Mikol makom, he says, Yeshlom a mitzvah and a muvcher la'asosu midalad minim. Somehow this chumrah didn't take on.
It will.
Yeah.
Could you make
the
match?
Keep it
quiet. Yeah. Oh. So he says, and that was the minim. Rabbi will say it was brought down in the Sefer Minhagim of the Chasam Sofer that's. That's what the Chasam Sofer himself. That's what the Chasam Sofer himself did. Oh, but he says like this. He says, "Why did? I mean, this is his theory. So why did it go out of style?
Why did the dal and minim for the
schach
go out of style?
Yeah. Was it a very style? The yanki dal and minim ramzim al achdus Yisrael. You see, one could use achdus, as we're saying, we bring everyone together, it's a beautiful idea, to think that that's the only value in Klal Yisrael. In other words, we don't care about halachic ideas in the Torah and the beliefs in the Torah. As long as we're together, obviously achdus is very important, but that doesn't mean to say that's the only thing. In other words, we have values that we believe in. We have halachic system that we believe in. You know, we don't just say, well, as long as everyone's happy, and as long as so therefore anything goes. So that's obviously not a proper idea either. So therefore, he thought that in certain generations that halkeini mischachu b'dal minim, you have to be big lamdonim to. In other words, they'll think that the only value is achdus, and that's the only value. So therefore, that's his idea of. I mean, Lamaisa, we do paskin like Rav Meir, but he says that Lachakil should still do like Rabbi Yehuda. But even Lachakil of Rabbi Yehuda went away because in certain generations. There was this notion that all the Jewish values are not so important, the halacha and this and that. As long as everyone's b'achdus, it's good, and that's also not true, because we believe that achdus is a very, very important thing, and we believe to include and be part of everybody, but we also believe that the integrity of halacha, the integrity of Judaism. It's not that everything, you can't just make an anarchy of everything. So that was his idea. But the idea of achdus, bringing into the sukkah, that the building of the sukkah had to be in that way. So it's not only the dal minim, but the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, even though we don't pass him like that, but Chasam Sofer says, but still the mitzvah menamufkar It's only a side reason that Reb Meir didn't like it, because he thought that it will come to bring a kula. But in principle, the idea is still a valid idea. Oh. So now let me show you one other thing. And when I saw this, I was blown away. So maybe you'll be blown away also. About the Ushpizen. There's a lot to say about the Ushpizen. In fact, a friend of mine, Moshe Kosworsky, manufactured last year a Kisei Shel Ushpizen. And he got me to,
buy one?
Well, he gave it to me. I endorsed it. And then he gave me a free set. You take a chair in the sukkah, and you put a cloth that says, Zekishei Shel Avraham. On the first day, Zekishei Shel...
It's not seven chairs. It's not seven chairs.
So there's a fascinating pshat. There's a fascinating pshat from the Munkach Rebbe, the Michas HaLozer. It's fascinating. He says like this. In Parshas Hazino, on page 14, it says, Alei al har avrim hazahar nevo. Asher be'eretz moav shal p'nei recho. Yep. Umus b'har hazeh. So he's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, page 15, Asharta ola shama ve'aseif ala mecha. You're going to die, and just like your brother Aaron died. So the Munkach Rebbe said, now this is fascinating, you'll help me out here. It seems to be repetitive. Umus, they have seif ala mecha. Seif ala mecha is a way of saying dying. Umus is also, so what's this? Umus b'harazeh, they have seif ala mecha. What's this double lashon? Kasher meis aron achicha, fayesef el amo. Oh. So in the Sefer Shaar Yisachar, on page 16, he says a fascinating idea on page 16. And Hinei Shamati B'Shem Hagona Kodesh Mordechai David Midumbrava. You know, there's a shtiebel in Washington Heights, a Dumbrav shtiebel. So, you know, from the city of Dumbrav. So he asked this question. Umusbar Zev Yosef Amecha. Kshar Meis Aron Achicha B'Hor Ahar V'Yosef Alomba. Peish Rashi Shechomad Moshe V'Oma Ashrei Misha Meis V'Misha Zu. Hinei Kosha Arichos Haloshon Musbar Zev Yosef Alomecha Gam Aron Kofo Meis V'Yosef Alomba. What's the repetition? Omnam Romos Ki Hinei Lefela. He says an unbelievable thing. Now, there are different opinions how you count the Ushpizen, what the order is. So we're going to assume Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David.
Isn't there like a difference?
Yeah, different opinions. But let's assume this way. So he said like this. Yosef al-Amecha is a remez, the Sukkos, Chag HaOsef. And the idea being, listen carefully, and you'll help me, that the day that each one of these Moshe, Aaron, died, that day of the week is the same day of the week that this person will be the Ushpizin that following Sukkos. Aaron. When did Aaron die? What? First of all, it's the only Yortzeit recorded in Chumash. Rosh Chodesh Av. No. When was Rosh Chodesh Av last summer? This past summer? What day of the week?
Monday.
Was Tisha B'Av.
Sunday.
Sunday was Tisha B'Av, was Tuesday. So if Tisha B'Av's Tuesday, so then... Monday. No. So now, when is Aaron's Ushpizen?
Monday.
Thursday was Avram. Friday was Yitzchak. Shabbos was Yaakov. Moshe was Sunday. Aaron was Monday. Moshe Rabbeinu. When was Ayin Adar? When was Purim? This past year. Sunday, right? Purim was Sunday. Right? So Sunday. Sunday was Ayin Adar, so the next week was for 14th Adar, so it was Sunday. New. When was the Ushpizin of was Sunday, right? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Let's take it further. David HaMelech.
Shabbos.
David HaMelech. No, Shavuos. David HaMelech is your Yortzei was on Shavuos. No. When was Shavuos last year?
I know it was like 2 days of work.
When was Shavuos? No. So yeah, when was Shavuos? When was Shavuos?
Tuesday.
When was Shavuos?
Tuesday. Like Tuesday, Wednesday.
When is the Memorial Day weekend?
When was Shavuos?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Shavuos was Wednesday. It was Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday night.
No. What's the Ushpizin? What's tomorrow?
Tonight, tomorrow.
It's Wednesday. So that's the special bracha that they got, that Moshe Rabbeinu is told that you're going to get the same bracha that Aaron had, that he's going to come back every year on what? On the day of his yortzeit will be the day of his ushpizin. And that's Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha VaYosef Ol Omav, that there's going to be a connection between what? Aaron's death and Sukkos, meaning his Ushpizin, you'll get that same zchus. That's what he writes.
If you hold things different, that's why he said.
Look inside. Yom Mises Aaron HaKohen. Also Yom Shavua Chal B'chol Shana L'chorav Yom HaShpiza Delay. Okay, Nisavik HaMoshe. So Moshe wanted that also. V'chomad L'oso Mises Shesimon Tovu Shiyom Misosu Hu Yom B'chal B'yom HaShpiza Delay V'chag Rossi Zman Simchaseinu V'fiach Lo Chodesh Baruch Hu Shigam Yom Misosu Zayin Odor Yeh B'oso Yom Shavua Shechal B'ushpiza Delay V'chag HaSukkos. V'zeu Rebbe's Umus Bahar, Bosuyon, Beyosef Alamecha, Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha, and then he says, Menira Lahosef, Yom Mises Dovid Hamelech. Nimsa Bemedrish, Shabbat Seris, Nimsa Lefize, Boso Yom Beshavua, Yechal Yom Vov de Siva, Yom Echo de Shavua Satseris, Boso Yom Beshavua, Bechol Shona, Chal Yom Hoshana Rabba, Shuishpiza de Dovid Hamelech. And that's the idea. So this is a fascinating idea. But what should we take from this? I think we should take from this that Sukkos is it's a yontif of Torah Shabbal Peh. A lot of the halachas, the nisach hamayim, right? We brought water on the mizbeach. It doesn't say that in the chumash anywhere explicitly. You have the remez, the mem, extra mem, yud mem. In Parshas Pinchas, in the second korban, second day, the sixth day, and the seventh day, an extra mem, actually, but it's not explicit like Yayin. It says all the time in Skehem, Rivis, Hahin, Yayin, etc. That's why the Tzidukim, they didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, so the Kohen Gadol and Baya Sheni a lot of times didn't believe. So he made fun. So what he do? He took the water and he just threw it on the floor. And how did the people react? They pelted him with the astrogim. Why? Why? So Rav Soloveitchik said, I would say, it's just that's the thing that you throw at somebody. You got to throw at somebody. I don't know how.
The rebbe throw apples.
Yeah, you throw an astrogim. So Rav Soloveitchik, nothing could be balabatish with him. He couldn't just say that's far. He said, no, the pshat is. The Rambam says, how do you know an esrog is an esrog? Creates hodr. It's only because it's Kabbalah that we have. How do you know it's not an orange? You know, it's also a citrus fruit. How do you know what it is? The answer is that that's our Mesorah. That's our tradition. That we have a Mesorah that that's what it is. So that's what they're telling him. You're making fun of the what? Of the Mayim. So, in your face. Because how do you know the Esrog is an Esrog? And that's what the idea being. So these people wanted to come back to show that they're our Mesorah. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. And they're coming back on the Yontav of Shavuos on the same day they left us to say that it's a continuation. They never really left. Because whatever we learned from them still continues on, and after on that day. So it's important. You know, Achdus is one idea that we have in the Sukkah, everyone together in the Sukkah, a nice big Sukkah. We have the Dal Minim according to Rabbi Yehuda, but there has to be also a Mesorah. It can't just be, you know, we just together and we do whatever we want. You know, that's not the real Achdus. The real Achdus is that we have a Mesorah, we have a Rav of a Kehila to ask our Shailas, to give Eitza, Hadracha, not to be a role model, to understand what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. You know, that's why we have, a Rav of a Shul. You know, that's why it's so important, because we don't know on our own necessarily, is this idea, or is this thing, is that something in the Torah, or is that something that comes from the outside world that doesn't have a basis in Torah, and that's part of the outside world. So Sukkot represents this beautiful Achdus. It's the continuation of Yom Kippur, of the Dakam and Hadakah, of the Ketores, of everyone coming together, the Dalminim in the Sukkah and making the Sukkah from the Dalminim, the highest levels of Achdus. But it can't be alone. It has to be together with the Ushpizim. It has to be together with the pillars of our tradition. It can't just be that we're having Achdus and we don't know what's Achdus about what? Achdus about our beliefs and our Jewish values, to bring people together, to teach others to the beauty of our religion and our values and our beliefs. It's not just.
Rabbi Shiflin was right. They threw the Esrog and was
Achdus. Exactly. The true Achdus. And that's the ideal. Lekachem Lachem, which I entitled Achdus Yisrael Al Pi HaMesorah. And that's the idea. So it's a beautiful thing to see people coming together. I'm so impressed how many people showed up. You know, I was expecting four or five people with a couple of potato chips. But Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful. It's so nice to be here.
Rafi, go get some potato chips.
So I thank you all for coming. It's a pleasure to be here. And I hope it was these words could inspire you to enhance your Achdus, enhance your appreciation of your Rav, and learning from him and asking him more shailas, and to understand. And Rabbi Shiflin also is a very important person here as well. So you should take advantage, and that's why you come to a shul. You have a kehila. Kingsway Jewish Center is very unique, especially in this neighborhood. It's a unique place, and you have a lot of opportunities, and it's a place where you can have a lot of friendships and rabbanim. It's a wonderful opportunity. So it should be as mansim chaseinu. And that simcha of Achdus, but it should be an Achdus, a rooted Achdus, together with the whole kehila for many years to come. And harachamonu yokim lonu esukos dovid on the falls.
Amen.